Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Game two of the series, Orioles and Brewers from Camden Yards. This one was an interesting pitching matchup. Dean Kramer, who was acquired in the Manny Machado trade back in 2018 to the Dodgers, and DL Hall for the Brewers. Of course, the Brewers acquired in the Corbin Burnes trade this past offseason. A scoreless top of the first for Kramer. Bottom of the first wasn't pretty for DL Hall. A pair of home runs, including one from former teammates Ryan Mountcastle and Jordan Westberg. So it's 3-0 O's after an inning of play, but the Brewers started to chip away with their big slugger, Rhys Hoskins.
Pitch from Kramer. Fly ball out to left. Hayes retreating. Back at the track. Right in front of the wall. He looks up. It is gone. Rhys Hoskins goes deep.
Lane Grindle's call here on WTMJ. They made Kramer throw 29 pitches in the second inning. That would matter in the third. But another run was scored in the bottom of the second to make it a 4-1 Orioles lead. Then the Brewers started to take advantage of Oriole mistakes. William Contreras led off reaching on an error by second baseman Jorge Mateo. Frelick blooped the single. Adames blooped the single. It loaded the bases for Bowers. And on an 0-2 pitch, he put the ball in play, got a ground out, scored a run. So it's second and third, one out, and Rhys is at the plate again.
Five left field. That's a base hit. In from third comes Frelick. It's bobbled and left by Hayes. And here comes the tying run of the plate, Adames. And he will score without a throw.
Josh Mauer's call here on WTMJ. So you blink, and the game is tied. And then you blink again, and the lead is gone, or at least the game is not tied. In the bottom of the third inning, Adley Rutschman goes yard to center field. So now it's 5-4 Orioles, and this has got the makings of a barn burner in this one. In the top of the fourth inning, the Brewers started yet another rally. With one out, Oliver Dunn doubles down the line. He scored on a William Contreras single up the middle. That made it 5-5. Then with two outs, Adames singled up the middle, and Jake Bowers was coming to the plate.
High fly deep into right field. Can the wind push it back all the way to the wall? Santander, see you later. Three-run home run riding the jet stream. Jake Bowers. It's his first as a Milwaukee Brewer, and it's a big one. A four-run fourth. Milwaukee's in front, 8-5.
They would never look back from there. The bullpens would take over and really lock this game down. DL Hall was done in the bottom of the fourth. He handed it over to Elvis Peguero, who was fantastic. An inning in two-thirds, he earned the win today. Then it was Brian Hudson. He had a scoreless sixth. Then J.B. Bukauskas and Hobie Milner combined for a scoreless seventh. But meanwhile, it's still only 8-5. Brewers trying to add some insurance. Then all of a sudden, with two on and one out, a chance to add on with Sal Frelick.
Ortiz at second and Contreras at first. The 1-0 pitch. Line drive into left center field. Down for a base hit. Ortiz rounding third. He's going to score. On his way to third is Contreras. In there sliding with an RBI double is Sal Frelick. And how about some insurance runs for the crew here in the eighth? It's 9-5 Milwaukee.
It's a multi-hit game once again for Sal Frelick, the fifth time in his last six games. But they weren't done. Willie Adames, he loves hitting at Camden Yards.
And the 0-2. Line down the left field line. That's a base hit for Willie Adames. Contreras will score. Motoring around third is Frelick. He is in there standing up. The throw goes to second. Adames in there with a slide. It's a two-run double. And the Brewers have broken this game open. It's 11-5 Milwaukee.
That would cap the scoring at 7 unanswered and be our final today. The Brewers win 11-5. They've scored 7 or more runs in 6 straight games, matching a franchise record from both 1989 and 1982.